It's time now for coverage of local high school basketball here on your local sports authority, Kansaland Radio. Let's head courtside now for today's play-by-play coverage.
Here we go. It's another night of some state basketball action here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Chance Link, our studio producer tonight here on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tamman. It's the Big 7 against the Northeast Kansas League in the Class 2A Boys Sub-State Quarterfinal. Good evening from Horton High School, home of the Chargers, the 2-seed in this Jefferson County North bracket. They'll be taking on Big 7 League Riverside Cyclones, the 7-seed, in what should be a fantastic ball game here tonight. These two teams certainly familiar with one another. They met back in mid-January in the McLeod mid-season tournament, and it went into overtime. Chargers were able to get the win over the Cyclones by a final score of 58-53. And then last season, as these two teams met in a sub-state championship game, and it was Horton once again getting the win over the Cyclones as they went on to the state tournament for the first time since 2008. Now they meet in the first round with still everything on the line. Chargers trying to get back to another state tournament, and the Cyclones trying to play spoiler here on the road in Horton in what should be a great atmosphere and great ball game here tonight. Our pregame is brought to you by Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina. We'll step aside for a quick timeout. We'll dive more into this matchup after a quick break as we're inching closer to tip-off here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Kansas Wesleyan University. With record-breaking enrollment, top-notch facilities, KWU is the place to be. Visit kwu.edu. Now let's go live to the court for all the action with the MSC Sports Radio Network Sports Director, Brandon Tadman.
Chargers and the Cyclones here. First round, Class 2A Boys Sub-State matchup here tonight as Horton is playing host to Riverside. Two teams, again, certainly familiar with one another. Let's start with Horton again. Going to state for the first time since 2008, a year ago. 15 wins last season. They're 15-5 coming in here, and Riverside 5-15, but they are very competitive, and these two teams played an overtime thriller back in mid-January. We're going to pause real quick for the national anthem. We'll come back, get you the starting lineups in the tip-off. It's the Cyclones and the Chargers, and it's coming up next.
Union State Bank is here to help you build your business. Like you, we are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For our fellow local businesses, we offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. We have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of our 8 convenient locations to talk with our team. Union State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Most checkups aren't something you look forward to, but they are extremely important. You see your doctor or dentist annually, but what about your insurance agent? The professionals at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha invite you to stop by to review your needs, operation, and coverages. You could learn some helpful information. Call Kansas Insurance at 785-284-7611 to schedule your insurance checkup today. That's 785-284-7611.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soap, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Holton, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter insurance agents.
We are committed to care at Sabetha Community Hospital and Sabetha Family Practice. From delivering precious newborns to caring for aging patients, from preventative exams to outpatient services, we are dedicated to improving the health and well-being of our community. For an appointment at Sabetha Family Practice, call 785-284-2141 or visit our website at sabethahospital.com for a complete list of the services we provide. Committed to care at Sabetha Community Hospital.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Kansaland Radio.
Chargers and Cyclones, NEKL versus the Big 7, 2A boys, substate action here from Horton tonight. Real quick, your starting lineups for Riverside and head coach Tyler Herbster. Ryder Davis is a 5'9 senior, Beckham Griffin is a 6'2 sophomore. Deshaun Jones, a 6-foot senior, Tyzel Harrington's a 5'9 sophomore, and Percy Duncan, a 6'2 senior. For the Chargers, Horton and head coach David Losey, Dante Masqua, Luke McAfee, Gannon Becker, Cooper Wishrup, and Caden Smith. Home whites for the Chargers, road blacks for Riverside. They played an overtime thriller in the McLeod midseason tournament in mid-January. Now it's win and move on. Loser season is done. Packed house here in Horton, and we are underway with the Chargers getting the opening possession as Riverside comes out man-to-man defensively. Inside, Caden Smith. A little baby hook with the right hand, no good. Offensive rebound, though, for the Chargers. Couple bodies hit the floor, and a travel is called. The offensive rebound by Cooper Wishrup. He was caught amongst the trees and then fell to the floor. He gets called with a travel and an early turnover for Horton. Cyclones first possession going from right to left here in the first half. Man-to-man as well here for Horton. Cyclones 5-15 and 3-11 in Big 7 league play, coming off a loss to Nemaha Central. Not a good one. 62-29 and a nice backdoor cut to finish. It's Tyzel Harrington for two, and Harrington gets Riverside on the board, 40 seconds in, 2-0. Here's Wishrup for Horton. Right side it goes on the wing to Becker. Now inside Smith again, using the big body. This time he banks it in off the window. It is Caden Smith, a big body 6'4 senior, and a 2-2 tie here a minute into this ball game. Now the Chargers step back into a 2-3 zone. Here's Harrington, gets a high ball screen, dribbles into the corner left. Now tip pass, and it's intercepted by Wishrup. First turnover for Riverside, and Wishrup then throws it away. Miscommunication on the breakaway. And another turnover for Horton. Still 2-2, 6:45 to go first quarter. Here is Deshaun Jones with the basketball. Up top it goes to Harrington. Back to Jones. Thought about a three. Turns it down. And the Chargers, another tip pass to midcourt. Another turnover. Two-on-one break. Wishrup to the rack, and he lays it in. Blocking foul and one. Harrington tried to take the charge, Wishrup up and putting it in off the window from the right side, and took the brunt of the heat in an and-one opportunity for the 6'3 senior. First foul of the game, 4-2 Chargers, Wishrup at the line. and it's on the way. This one rattles in and out, no. Rebound for Beckham Griffin, the 6'2 sophomore. 4-2, Horton in front, 6:20 to go, first period. Back in that zone defense. Up top it goes to Ryder Davis. Right side down to Harrington. This is a Cyclones team averaging under 44 points per game. Here's Duncan in the lane. They got to get him going, and that's a good start. Banking it in with the right hand straight away. And one of the best players in the Big 7, Percy Duncan, with his first basket, averaging nearly 14-8 per game. 4-4 tie. They go inside. Here's the big body of Dante Masqua. Spins, gets it back to the right wing. Here's Becker, little two-man game. Now Masqua using the big body, gets his own miss, puts it up and in. Another and one here for the Chargers. This time it's Dante Masqua. Lead 6-4. And Masqua a chance at a three-point play. Masqua averaging a near double-double, over 9 points and 9 rebounds per game. Quite the improvement from 5-4 a year ago. And that one is in and out, no, but an offensive rebound for Wishrup to keep it alive, and he dumps it down to Masqua. Well, how about a four-point play, essentially, for Masqua, and that's the lead, 8-4, for the Horton Chargers at 5.5 minutes to go in this first. Drop back into that 2-3, and nearly another turnover as McAfee nearly took it away. Reading those passing lanes and getting hands on it, they're active. Chargers, very good defensive team. They're coming off a win over Oskaloosa in their last time out. 55-36. Another floater inside, no, but a foul. And Deshaun Jones with a nice move. He'll earn 2 shots at the line. They get the foul on Caden Smith. That is his first. And team foul number one, Deshaun Jones, the 6-foot senior, at the line for the Cyclones. And his first on the way, got it to go. And his first tally in the ball game tonight makes it 8-5. These two teams played in the sub-state championship game a year ago. Horton got the win, moved on to state for the first time since 2008. Second, no, and a rebound for Wishrup, who's got 3 boards already in the first quarter. Here's Caden Smith, quickly doubled on the block, in some trouble, pivoting, gets it to Masqua, and he's bumped and fouled. Masqua and Smith providing a big size advantage inside, and they get the Riverside foul on Ryder Davis, his first, team third. Here's Smith, left side on the wing, now Wishrup towards the corner left, holds it high, and they get it back to the perimeter left with Gannon Becker. Now up top to McAfee, they go inside, Wishrup cutting, fading away, difficult shot, it's off the heel, no, battle for the rebound, tipped out of bounds, and the Chargers keep it. Last touch by Riverside, 4:49 to go first quarter, 8-5 the Riverside deficit here. As Riverside's largest lead early has been 4. Nice ball fake by Becker, working right side on the wing, gets it to McAfee on a curl, now Smith, looking for Masqua, nearly taken away, finds into the hands of Becker though, they'll reset up top. Not quite halfway into this first quarter, 8-5 is the Horton lead. Now Smith at the elbow, facing the bucket, holding it, and palming the basketball. Hands it off to Becker, right back to Smith. Quickly doubled, back into the corner. It's Becker this time for a three, cash money. Gannon Becker from downtown, 9 points per game. A good three-point shooter, makes it 10-5. Largest lead for Horton here at 4:15 to go in the first. This Chargers team that made state last year for the first time since 2008 brought back all 5 starters and 10 total letter winners. And they are amped up defensively in this zone defense. Past the halfway point of the quarter. 10-5 is their lead. Into the corner now, it's Deshaun Jones looking for the short corner pass. Not there. Griffin gets it at the elbow. Little fadeaway and a kind touch off the rim, and it's good. And a timeout for Riverside. So a big bucket to kind of stop the bleeding by Beckham Griffin. Makes it 10-7 at 3:43 to go in the first. A 30, so we'll keep it right here. Timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. Chance Link, our studio producer here on KNCA, Brandon Tadman with you. This is the 2-7 matchup for the JCN, Jefferson County North, sub-state tournament. The 3-6 matchup on this side of the bracket is Valley Falls and Opelousas. Two winners will meet Friday night at JCN. Number one seed is Moore Hillmouth Academy, the league champs in the NEKL. They'll take on Pleasant Ridge tonight. And the 4-5 matchup is Care Paravel at Jefferson County North. Out of the timeout, 10-7 is the Horton lead with the basketball moving left to right in the first half. Here's McAfee to the free throw line. Now Masqua on the wing, diving to the block. A little right-handed hook shot, no. Tipped around a couple of times, and it goes out of bounds. Ryder Davis had it in his hands and just simply could not hold on. And that's a break there for the Chargers. We'll get another opportunity here. Neither team using a sub to this point. They set it up for McAfee in the corner. Now Caden Smith, left elbow. Up top it goes to Wishrup. Still man-to-man defense for the Cyclones. Here's Smith, left side on the wing. Towards the corner it goes. Wishrup now curling back to the top. Bouncing it. Right block. It's Smith facing. Skips it to Becker. Now Smith again, this time on the near side block, and he puts it up and in. Caden Smith, beautiful offense. And Smith now with two baskets, 4 points. Lead back to five at 12-7. Under 3 minutes to go in this first period. Deshaun Jones, difficult floater from 15. He fell for contact. Did not get the call. Caden Smith the rebound, and here comes Horton with their biggest lead at five. Here's McAfee at the point. Casual bounce pass right side to Becker, and it's going to be a travel. Tried to get a high ball screen from Masqua and just kind of shuffled the feet a little bit in a turnover. Chase Hewins and Maddox Mears for subs for Riverside. And we'll see Jackson Moman as well for sub for the Chargers. 2:35 to go in the first quarter. Chargers 12 and the Cyclones 7. Riverside, this is a nice drive by Davis. Couldn't finish. It was a great look. And Masqua clears the miss. Here's Moman, who just checked in. Top of the key. Right side pass. It goes to McAfee. High ball screen from Wishrup there, but nothing doing on the roll. Here's Moman again. Left side curls around the arc. Gets it to Wishrup. And the right side down to Becker. Trying the ball screen again. Nice job by Davis defensively. Now 2 minutes to go. Chargers reset with a 12-7 lead. Becker bouncing it. Elbow to Masqua. Right back to Becker. Steps back for triple. This one a little bit strong. And that's a foul on Moman on the rebound attempt. And a good job boxing out inside by Maddox Mears. Second foul against the Chargers. And the first against Moman. And Riverside with it. 1:45 to go in the quarter. Trailing here on the road. 12-7. Still a 2-3 zone defense right now. Kind of more of a matchup zone here, which is causing Riverside some problems. Here is Hewins on the right wing into the corner with Davis. They bounce it inside to Duncan again. That's who they want to get it to. He missed the shot. And a foul is called at 1:26 to go. And free throws coming up for Percy Duncan. They get the foul on Masqua, his first team third. Percy Duncan leads the Big 7. Did during the season in points per game at about 14. And he connects on the first free throw attempt, just under 57% during the regular season. He's got three here in the quarter, makes it 12-8. One more at the line, this one good as well. Duncan goes 2 for 2, he's got 4, and the lead is 3 for Horton at 12-9. Nice passing, here is McAfee, short corner. About 15 on a J, and he smoothed it down. First bucket for Luke McAfee, 14-9, lead back to 5. Third time here in the quarter. Chargers have had a 5-point lead. Coming up on the final minutes of this first quarter. They get it inside, Mears, tough shot over some traffic there, and it's near air ball, but it goes to Wishrup, and now Chargers push with 50 seconds to go. Here's McAfee, right side. This is Moman on the wing. Riverside now in his own defense. If the Chargers want to take off the final 40 here and play for the final shot. Reversing it left side. This is McAfee. Why not? He'll try a three. It's halfway down and out. And then it's tipped up and in by Wishrup. It hit off multiple hands, but Wishrup gets the bucket, 16-9 at 25 seconds to go, and diving in is Tyzel Harrington with a nice deuce. Dipsy do there, and a nice acrobatic finish makes it 16-11. 15 seconds to go. Chargers can play for the final shot here. Tip pass nearly taken away. Wishrup inside, Masquale, a lot of contact, charging foul. Turnover by Horton. Nice job defensively by Tyzel Harrington, and now Masquale picking up his second right before the horn here. That'll bring on Chandler Newman for at least the final few moments of this first quarter. 8 seconds to go here for the Cyclones. 16-11, they trail. Gonna have to go the full length of the floor here. Throws it in to Harrington. He waits to pick it up. Gets it at midcourt. Now 6 seconds. Right side. This is Hewins. 4 seconds. They reverse it. Oh, it's taken away. Here's McAfee. Does he get it up in time? He does, but it doesn't fall. Turnover by Riverside, and we end the first quarter of action here in this win and move on ball game. First round, 2A boys, Substate, as Horton plays host to Riverside. It's the Chargers 16 and the Cyclones 11. Second quarter coming up next here on KNCA.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
Kime TS of Savetha is a local family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Savetha, we make it happen.
It's never easy or convenient when your truck breaks down, on the road or in the field. Floyd's Truck Repair can get you back going quickly with experience and efficient service. No matter what the problem is, how big or small, Floyd's Truck Repair, the trusted choice for 40 years at the old junction of Highway 75 and 36, south of Savetha.
Kansaland Radio.
Horton a 5-point lead as we start the second quarter. Chargers 16, Riverside 11. Cyclones with the first possession of quarter number two. Winner moves on in this Substate tournament and will play Friday night at Jefferson County North between the winner of two other NEKL teams. Oskaloosa and Valley Falls, who are playing tonight on KARE 93.7. Pass dumped down inside. Good deflection and out of bounds. A near turnover. Active hands continuing here defensively for the Chargers. Here is Hewins to throw it in. Right side of his own backboard. Real quick, couple subs back in. Beckham Griffin and also Deshaun Jones returning for Riverside. Here's Hewins, dumps it into the backcourt. Duncan, left side it goes. Griffin has a good look. Three on the way. Yes. Cyclones are going to have to knock down some threes. 5 points now for the sophomore, Beckham Griffin. And the Cyclones are within two at 16-14. Just getting going. Quarter number two. Now the Cyclones standing in a 2-3 zone defense. Both teams have mixed it up here defensively in the first quarter and change. And a turnover taken away. Good defense there by Harrington. And a charge in transition. Just kind of mixing up and not knowing what to do as Harrington got the steal and got close to the bucket, but just needed another dribble or two before putting it up. Four turnovers now for the Cyclones. Five for Horton. Here's a drive. Strong. McAfee missing. But he draws the foul. They get Deshaun Jones with his first and the first foul of quarter two. Here is the junior, Luke McAfee. And he buries the first free throw. 3 points now for McAfee, averaging 9 on the year, 5 rebounds. And that one is good as well. So he goes 2 for 2. Chargers, as a team, 2 for 4 at the line in the half. Lead back to 4, 18-14 Horton. 6:40 to go in this first half. Here's Hewins on the wing left into the corner. Now it goes with Duncan. They back off, and he's open for three. Strong off the heel, tipped around, and another rebound for Cooper Wishrup. He's already got 5 boards here in the first half. Here's McAfee, dribbles to the elbow, and a smooth J is down. Beautifully done, works to the left. And that is Becker again, who knocks it down. He's got 5. And it's 20-14. Lead to 6. 2 minutes in, 6 to go, quarter 2. Here's Griffin, left elbow. They close out on him. He'll dribble left and fade. Nearly banked it in. Another rebound for Wishrup. Dominant on the glass here for the 6'3 senior. Chargers slow it up and then pushing now into the front court. As Becker has it top of the key. Bowman gets a touch left side. Into the corner it goes. Ball fake by McAfee. Steps into a jump shot. Left it short. And tipped around, and it's going to be a foul on Horton on the rebound attempt. They get McAfee with his first team foul, number 1. Ryder Davis back in for the Cyclones. We'll see Caden Smith as well. And we'll see for the first time Trent Lockwood. 5:37 to go in the half. Chargers lead is 20-14. Cyclones with it, bringing it into the front court is Davis. Now Deshaun Jones dribbling towards the left wing, stops there, hands it off to Davis right there. Now Davis splitting through a couple defenders, right side pass. Davis gets it right back. Now on the wing to Harrington, looking for Duncan inside, goes between his legs and out of bounds. Cyclones turn it over for a 5th time here in the half. Both teams now with 5 first half turnovers. Not quite 3 minutes into the second, 20-14. The Horton lead at home. They skip it. Right side Becker. Nice ball fake. Stepping into a jump shot. This one a little bit too strong. And another foul against Horton on the rebound attempt. This one against Caden Smith. That's his second. Good positioning there with the body for Percy Duncan. You draw that foul, and that's going to bring up Chandler Newman. And Caden Smith will take a seat with the 2 fouls. Nasqua also on the bench with a couple of fouls. 5 minutes to go in the half, still 20-14. Both teams a little cold offensively in the last 1 to 2 minutes. Here's Davis. Now Harrington tries, misfired on a 3. Fits around, fighting for the rebound. Finally coming away with it is Gannon Becker, his first rebound of the half. Here's McAfee into the front court. Speaking of Becker, left wing triple on the way. This one high, hits the rim twice, still tipping up and around. And finally, Riverside comes away with it with Ryder Davis. And working into the front court, and the Cyclones burn their 2nd timeout of the half. And this will be a full. We'll follow suit. 4:26 left in the first half. Chargers 20 and the Cyclones 14. Back in 60 seconds here on KNZA.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experience, people.
KNZA.
Our score updates are brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Go to holthouseautohouse.com. Just a couple scores across our networks. 3A girls action from the Riley County sub-state, St. Mary's and Nemaha Central, a 7-6 St. Mary's lead after 1. Hiawatha girls leading Sabetha as well in Class 3A, 18-5. After the first quarter, so the Redhawks in a good spot through their first 8 minutes on the Hiawatha channel. So we're not quite halfway into the second, still 20-14. Chargers still with active hands defensively and nearly forcing another turnover. It's tipped out of bounds by Lockwood. And the Cyclones will throw it in underneath their own basket. Time Jones will throw it in. Duncan on a cut, not there. Wide open. Griffin rejected at the rim. Good defense. And a rebound for Chandler Newman. Chargers walk it into the front court here with Becker. Cyclones again with a zone defense. Look at 2-3. They get it to Becker on the wing. He skips it left to Moman. Back up top to McAfee. Another good pass. Moman again, a try for three. It's a little strong. Backside rebound for Ryder Davis. Still 20-14. Now Davis drives all the way. Do they count it? They do. And the foul. Continuation at its finest. And an and-one for Ryder Davis. They get Moman. He tried to take the charge. That's his second. And Davis will try to cap the three. He missed the free throw, but Duncan is there to get the rebound. He missed another opportunity. It's down on the floor and a jump ball. Well, they have yet to put the 2 points on the board. It should be 20-16. I think the officials think they need to go over there and make sure they get that corrected. It had been 20-14 for a good minute before that bucket, and they switch it up. So there it is, 20-16. First points in a couple of minutes here for either side, and the Cyclones within four at 3:40 to go in the half. Left side it goes, McAfee up top to Becker. Right back to McAfee, he's open. Good look for three, and it's in. It got a kind touch off the rim. And McAfee with seven here in the first half. He leads all scorers, and the lead is seven at 23-16. Big shot there for the Chargers. Here's Deshaun Jones, Davis back to Jones, right side on the wing. Davis up top, left side to Harrington. Chargers back in the zone. Here's Griffin at the elbow, spinning on two white jerseys, trying to fight through. Puts up a wild shot. He's hit and fouled. Beckham Griffin will shoot two for the Cyclones. And the foul against Luke McAfee, that's his second. And team foul number four. So the final three plus, Chargers will be in the bonus. Griffin's first free throw is good. Good first half for Beckham Griffin. He's got six. McAfee comes out, and we'll see Cooper Strube into the game. First time, see minutes for the sophomore. Second, no, and a rebound for Horton. So one for two trip there for Beckham Griffin. 23-17, the lead is six. Chargers' largest lead of the half has been seven. Here's Wishrup, left side on the wing, still his own defense. As Newman gets it at the elbow, he had it knocked away in a steal. Steal by Riverside. Here's Duncan. He wants to go sidestepping, floating, missing the shot. And it's a rebound for Horton. Wishrup with another. And now David Losey has seen it up, and Chargers will burn their first timeout. At 2:36 left in the half, it is a 30, so we'll keep it right here. Again, our timeouts brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Horton led the first, or after the end of the first quarter, 16-11. Both teams went on a little bit of a scoring drought. It was 20-14 for two, maybe 3 minutes. And since then, it is now 23-17 and about 2.5 minutes to go in the half. Luke McAfee leading the Chargers with seven, and they got five from Gannon Becker. Cyclones led by Beckham Griffin with six, and Percy Duncan has four. The Chargers are dominating the rebound numbers here. Cooper Wishrup has more rebounds in the first half than the Cyclones do as a team. 2.5 minutes to go out of the quick 30. Chargers with it in a six-point advantage. Here's Wishrup, right side on the wing. Into the corner it goes. First touch for Strube. He's doubled. Gets it back to the wing. High right. Looking. Lazy pass taken away by Deshaun Jones. Turned over by the Chargers. Here's Harrington crossing up. Getting to the rack. Beautiful move. And finished by Tyzel Harrington. And it's back down to four. 23-19 at 2 minutes to go in the half. Every time the Chargers seem like they're trying to create a little separation, the Cyclones come back with a big bucket or two. There is Lockwood to Newman. Up top, Becker for three. Not this time. And Wishrup again battling for the rebound, and a foul's going to be called against Riverside. Good job by Wishrup. Are they going to say he was out of bounds? No, it is a foul. Deshaun Jones picks up his second, team foul number two. Maddox Mears back into the game for Riverside. Deshaun Jones out with the two fouls. 1:45 to go in the half. 23-19 is the score. Chargers get it to Becker at the free throw line. Now Scrooby. Wishrup left side. Back to Newman. Good passing here for the Chargers. Wishrup driving baseline. Tough floater. It's an air ball. Backside rebound, and I think we get a jump ball. And it's going to stay here with Horton. Newman fighting underneath. And they said, or the Riverside coach is saying they didn't switch it. And it should be Riverside basketball, and it is. Just under 90 seconds to go in the half. 23-19, the Cyclones are within four and a chance to get a little closer. Davis left side to Duncan. Still both teams mixing it up defensively. Davis into the corner. They find Mears on the block and just throws up a wild shot. That's an air ball, and that is another Cooper Wishrup rebound. Wishrup into the front court, near sideline. Up top, it goes to Becker. Final 60 seconds left in the half. Here's Newman, turning, firing, tried to bank one in. No go there. And a rebound for Maddox Mears. Here's Harrington. Driving to the elbow, kicks left. Duncan, ball fake, splitting two, into the paint. Nice little up and under, hands it off to Griffin. Had it knocked away by Newman. Fighting for it in the paint. And it's going to be a jump ball. This time it's going back to Horton. With 42 seconds left, it was a great little up move by Duncan to find Griffin inside, but Newman just got a hand on it to knock it away and then body tipped the floor for the jump ball. 35 seconds left in the half. Do the Chargers play for the final shot here? Up four. Here's Struby with it. Right side on the wing, good defense, and that's a double dribble. He dribbled once, picked it up, dribbled it again. 9 first half turnovers here by the Chargers, and now the Cyclones with 26 seconds to go can play for the final shot here. Chase Ewens is going to check back in for Mears. And the Cyclones have just been hanging around here in this first half. And they call a carry on Harrington right as he crossed midcourt. Wasn't much there, but that is a turnover on the Cyclones. Make it 7 for them in the half, and now the Chargers get a chance again with 17 seconds to go, up 4. Here's Wishrup on the wing right. Ball fakes. Up top it goes to Becker. Down to 10 seconds. Back to Wishrup. Looks up at the clock. Here's Struby. 5 seconds. Bouncing it to Lockwood. 4 seconds. Had it knocked away. Bodies hit the floor. Struby has a look for 3 off the rim. No, and that takes us to halftime. Both offenses struggling a little bit in the second quarter and expected a competitive game, and we got it through two quarters. Halftime is here, and our halftime show is next, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home and far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. 2-seed Chargers, 23, 7-seed Cyclones, 19 at the break. We'll have more after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Hello, Hiawatha. Get ready for a new era of connectivity as Rainbow Fiber grows right here in our community. We're switching from coaxial cables to the most future-proof network in the world, fiber optics. Our contractors from NCS are out there placing fiber cable enclosures near your coaxial cable boxes. And while they're at it, they might even hang the fiber cable drop, preparing for a seamless connection to the main line. Expect an informational packet in the mail this summer with details of our new and faster fiber internet plans, along with your next steps. Rainbow, cultivating connectivity in Hiawatha with fiber internet.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SVS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SVS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SVS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Big 7 Northeast Kansas League battle here to a Jefferson County North Boys Sump State quarterfinal. Horton leading Riverside 23-19. Both teams a little bit cold in that second quarter offensively. After a 16-11 Horton lead after one, two teams combined for just 15 second quarter points. Went on both about a 3-minute drought midway through, but right now it's a 4-point Chargers lead. Two teams played in a sub-state title last year with Horton winning, and they played mid-season tournament this year in a game that went into overtime in which the Chargers got that win as well. But let's get you the first half numbers here. Our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. Well, the Chargers, 7 points in the first half. Leading the way is Luke McAfee. They got 5 from Gannon Becker. They got 4 apiece from Dante Masqua and Cooper Wishrup. Wishrup also having 8 rebounds in that first half. They also got 4 points from Caden Smith. Chargers had 9 turnovers, 14 rebounds. They were 2 of 4 at the line. For Riverside, 6 in the first half for Beckham Griffin. Also 6 and 3 baskets for Tyzel Harrington. They got 4 from Percy Duncan. They got to get him going in the second half. They got 2 from Ryder Davis and then 1 from Deshaun Jones. The Cyclones had 7 turnovers. They only had 4 rebounds total in the first half. So the Chargers, a plus 10 rebound margin in the first half. Cyclones hit 4 out of 7 from the charity stripe. Chargers 23, Cyclones 19. Let's take a look at some scores from around the area when we come back. Halftime continues right after this.
Berwick Oil wants you to protect your equipment and get rewarded by purchasing premium Cinex lubricants. You can earn a $50 gift card for every 100 gallons of qualifying Cinex lubricants purchased between now and February 29th, 2024. It's the Cinex Gift Cards for Gallons promotion. See Berwick Co-op Oil Company for qualifying Cinex products and promotion details. Some exclusions apply. Cinex Gift Cards for Gallons, a rewarding experience for you and your equipment. Contact Berwick Oil Company or visit berwickoil.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods, because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes. But these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to learn how today.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs, and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Morrill Collision Repair has been family-owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morrill Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Kansaland Radio.
To a boys quarterfinal Sump State matchup here. Horton 23, Riverside 19. Score updates brought to you by Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? Visit HolthouseAutoHouse.com. Couple of finals in girls 4A action. It was Holton letting a lead slip away. They had a long road trip down to Labette County in southeast Kansas, but the Grizzlies in the Wildcats season, that final was 38-28. Holton was down 28-26 with 2 minutes to go, but they ended the game with 32 turnovers and only scored 10 points in the second half. Correction, that final, 38-29. It was a 9-point Holton loss. The Atchison girls in 4A, their season is over. They lost to Independence by a final score of 50-19. Going to boys action, Jackson Heights trailing at home against Mission Valley in the Wabunsee sub-state. That is a Mission Valley 26-21 lead. That one on the Cobra Channel. And then the other half of this bracket, the 3-6 matchup and a game on Care 93.7. Tom Counts on the call. All Valley Falls, they lead Oskaloosa 40-20. Our score here, 23-19. Chargers trying to hold on and avoid an upset. Second half in 2 minutes here on KNZA.
At Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, our story started decades ago in Hiawatha and Sabetha, and it continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. We see potential, ideas, innovation, and growth everywhere. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing. Lender.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch, with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance, stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience a passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.
Union State Bank is here to help you build your business. Like you, we are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For our fellow local businesses, we offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. We have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of our 8 convenient locations to talk with our team. Union State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Every business, including your farm, has a story and its own challenges. Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance will take the time to learn your story and listen to your challenges. Roy has over 20 years of insurance experience. As a trusted advisor, Roy can help guide you through your risk management plan. Call Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance to discover the possibilities. 785-284-7611. 785-284-7611.
KNZA.
Here we go. Start of the second half. Sump State quarterfinals. When you move on, lose your season is done. Boys 2A action from Horton. Riverside, the opening possession of the third quarter, trailing against the Chargers. 23-19. They go left to right here in the second half of play. Chargers come out defensively. 2-3 zone. Saw a good chunk of that in the first half, mixed with a little bit of man defense here and there. There is Tyzel Harrington with the basketball, trying to skip one here to the near side. Davis into the right corner. They don't close out on him. Lost ball. And a turnover. 2-on-1 break, and it's Wishrup who takes it himself. And Wishrup on the board for the first points of the second half. 25-19, the lead is 6. 50 seconds into it. Largest lead for the Chargers has been 7 tonight. Here's Duncan fighting through. Good defense, but they get a foul. There's 3 white jerseys surrounding Duncan. We'll see who they get it on. They get Wishrup with his first. And puts Duncan at the line for 2. They got to get him going. Just 4 first half points. And he misses the first free throw. He's now 2 for 3 at the line. 25-19 Chargers. 7:03 to go, third quarter. Valley Falls had a 20-point lead on Oskaloosa at halftime. Those two, the winner here and then the winner of that game, meeting in the semifinals at JCN on Friday night. And there's a nice pass and finish for Luke McAfee, who's now got 8 points. Thought he had had a 3 in the first half, but they had actually called it a 2. So he's got 8 points, makes it 27-19. And this is now the largest lead for Horton in the game at 8. 6:35 to go. Harrington, Jones in the paint, floater, good. Nice touch for Deshaun Jones. His first field goal, he's got 3, and it's 27-21. Wishrup dumps it down, Smith. Masquaw, big to big, from the elbow to the block. They pointed each other, nicely done. Masquaw with 6, and it's 29-21. Harrington on a drive, baseline right, kicks it to Griffin in the corner, thought about a 3, said no, and backed it out just in front of midcourt, had it knocked away by Wishrup. Chargers very active on the defensive end with a lot of deflections and multiple steals tonight. Here's Davis, tried to split 2, and they're going to call a kicked ball. I think it went off the foot of either Wishrup or Becker. And it'll stay Riverside ball, 5:45, clock back moving, 29-21. And then Harrington dives inside, and they thought it would have been a travel, but they're going to get a blocking foul. And Wishrup quickly picks up his second foul of the half. Riverside down 8, largest lead of the game here for Horton. Here's Harrington, dribbling around the arc from the top to the left wing, into the corner with Deshaun Jones, goes right back to Harrington, ball fake, gets around a defender in Wishrup, and then it's knocked away from behind, and a steal, another turnover for Riverside. Chargers pushing, trying to build on this large lead, or their largest lead of the game to this point, and Davis knocked it away, nearly forcing a turnover, and then a foul on Horton, as Smith tried to get it back, and not a great foul. He picks up his third. Third team foul against the Chargers. 5:23 to go in the third. 29-21 Horton. Deshaun Jones left side. Steps in. Kicks it right. Davis on the wing right. Steps in 2 steps. Kicks it left. Jones again. Ball faking. And floats one in. And it's short. And a rebound for Horton and Caden Smith. Chargers pushing again. It's their largest lead at 29-21. 5 minutes to go in this third period. Riverside going back to man-to-man here. Davis guarding Becker up top. Right side pass. It goes to McAfee. He's guarded by Harrington. Griffin closing out on Masquaw at the top of the key. Wishrup gets Becker on a curl. They go inside. Smith turning, facing. Kicks it back out into the corner left. Here's Wishrup. Contested jumper. It's good. Wishrup from 15. From the left wing, Wishrup now, a couple buckets in the half. He's got 8, and it's 31-21. First double-digit lead of the game. Cyclones need to go on a stretch here. They have been cold offensively tonight. Griffin in the corner. Nice ball fake. Lost it in the air, and it goes out of bounds, and it's a turnover. Another turnover. The Cyclones reeling here as the lead has been built to 10. Here comes Hewins back into the game for Riverside. He'll take the spot of Beckham Griffin. Well, what a turnaround David Losey has put together in his not even two full seasons here with the Chargers. His first year a year ago, they go to state. First time since 2008. They are 30-14 in David Losey's tenure. There's a missed shot short. Another Wishrup rebound, this time on the offensive end. And a whistle and a foul on Riverside. They get Duncan for his first team foul, number one, but this Chargers team had just 13 wins in the previous four seasons before Losey took over. And he is 30-14 in what is now his second season at the helm. There's another Riverside foul. It's on the floor. They get Deshaun Jones, and that is his fourth. So he's got to come out. Here's a nice pass inside to Masqua. He missed it, got his own rebound, and Duncan says no. Duncan with a blocked shot. He wants to push the tempo. He lost control of it, out of bounds, and a turnover. Duncan just going in wild and trying to kick it into the corner, but nobody was there. Four turnovers in the quarter and 11 in the game for Riverside. And head coach Tyler Herbster has seen enough. He will take a timeout at 3:38 to go in this third. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. It is a 30, so we'll keep it right here. In 31-21, the Horton lead, first double-digit lead for them tonight. They got 8 points apiece from Luke McAfee and Cooper Wishrup, and then they got 6 points as well from Masqua, 5 from Gannon Becker, pretty balanced across the board. Riverside, they have struggled here, just 2 points in this third quarter so far. Again, Beckham Griffin leading the way for them with 6. Tyzel Harrington also, 3 buckets and 6 points. Chargers finished second place in the NEKL this year. Moore Hill Mounts Academy swept it for the league titles, both the girls and the boys, winning the NEKL titles. The Moore Hill girls won their first league title in a long time. Stoppage of play, and one of the officials talking on the far sideline with Cyclones head coach Tyler Herbster, who again is in his 5th season with the Cyclones, and we're back to it. The Cyclones showing some man-to-man full-court pressure here as Becker, head of steam, gets into the front court quickly. Left side pass, it goes to McAfee, quickly doubled. They bounce it short corner, looking for Becker on the backside, and got one to go from the short corner right. Good passing display on that possession. 7 for Becker, and it's now a 12-point Chargers lead at 33-21. Reverse layup try, Davis no. Offensive rebound by Mears. He can't get it to go on a second chance. And the Chargers want to push the tempo once again. There's another look inside. Masqua, nice speed. And I think it's going to be either out of bounds or a foul. It's going to be on Masqua on a rebound attempt. That is his third, team foul number 4. Final 2:58, Riverside will be in the bonus. But they got to get some buckets. They're down 12, 33-21. Here's a pull-up, Jay. Not this time. And another miss and a rebound for Horton. Chargers have dominated the glass, slowly building out this lead. Have had a nice defensive effort tonight so far. Here's Smith, off the block, lost his footing and turned it over. First turnover of the quarter for the Chargers. And a goaltend is going to be called. I think it was Wishrup who touched the bottom of the net. That layup attempt by Harrington. So Harrington gets the credit there. And he's got 8. And it's back to 10, 33-23 at 2.5 minutes to go in this third. Chargers will continue to show some pressure. Newman checks back into the game for Caden Smith. Just 4 points here for the Cyclones in the third quarter. They're down 10. First round of the sub-state tournament. Davis nearly came away with a steal, but they called a foul. That is the second on Ryder Davis, team foul number 3. So the Cyclones have one more foul to give in the period. Here is Becker, walks it across midcourt, down the middle, bouncing one left side on the wing to McAfee. They go inside, Lockwood, back to the bucket, kicks it. McAfee, great look for 3. It's not there. Rattled halfway down and out. So rebound for Maddox Mears. Harrington down the middle, kicks it left into the corner. Good transition defense and a turnover. Davis stepped on the line, or I think they call it travel. Either way, it is a turnover for the Cyclones. Had a good opportunity in transition with the Chargers defensively. In transition, very good there. 2 minutes to go in the third. They lead it by 10 with the ball. Becker looking for Newman. It's deflected out to McAfee, and then he throws it away. Both teams a little wild here in the last minute or so. That is now 11 turnovers in the game by Horton. 33-23, they lead Riverside by 10 at 1:50 to go in this third quarter. Here's Ryder Davis down the middle from left to right. Nearly threw it away. Harrington, though, gathers, drives in, a lot of contact, and no call, but it's bounced off of Harrington's knee and out of bounds, and the Cyclones turn it over again. Boy, they are racking it up here, turnover-wise, in the third quarter. It's really hurting them here, which has allowed the Chargers to build this 10-point lead. McAfee, hard drive, Lockwood, a good look in the corner for three. It's off the rim twice, no. And Percy Duncan, the board for Riverside. He wants to push the tempo, had it knocked away, gets it back, sidesteps, throws one up. It's off the window and rattles out, but a foul is called, and Duncan will shoot two. Get a lot of white jerseys surrounding Duncan there. Let's see who they get the foul on. They get McAfee with his third, team fifth. 1:25 to go in the third, a 10-point Chargers lead. Duncan, 4 points tonight. Led the Big 7 in scoring at about 14 a game this year. And the free throw is good. And he's got five. Moman back into the game. 6 foot junior for Chargers, second on the way. This one in and out, no. Duncan now 3 of 7 at the line. Correction, sorry, looking at those wrong numbers. He is 3 out of 4. Here is Wishrup, a pull-up. Jay contested from the left elbow, and it's pretty. First Charger in double figures. He's got 10, lead to 11 at 35-24 with a minute to go. That's an air ball, but Duncan gets the rebound and puts it up and in. 7 in the game for Percy Duncan, lead to 9 at 35-26. 50 seconds to go. McAfee dribbles in, and he walked with it. Kind of tried to stop on a dime and just slid a little bit, and the official calls it for the walk. McAfee is out. Struby checks in at 47 seconds to go in the third quarter. And the Chargers leading by 9. Cyclones with the ball. 2-3 zone still for the Chargers. Here is Hewins up top, short corner. Duncan back to Harrington. Looking for a pass inside, deflected, and another turnover. It's a steal by Horton. 25 seconds to go, and head coach David Losey says let's run for the final shot here of the quarter. Here's Moman. Back up top, it goes to Struby. In between the rings, out high. Bouncing it right wing to Newman. 15 seconds. Now Wishrup at the point. Left side. Becker was open, but wanted to waste some more time. 9 seconds. Here's Moman. Top of the key. Looking, still looking. 5. Crowd chanting the time for him. Moman losing it. Becker knocked away. Good defense there for Riverside, and they take it to the end of the quarter here. So no shots. And good defense down the stretch. Chargers trying to hold on. They lead Riverside by 9, 35-26. Fourth quarter coming up next here on KNZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium and balloons. Bill Exampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Bill Exampler in Sabetha.
KNZA.
Chargers 8 minutes away from moving on to the sub-state semifinals. They lead Riverside 35-26 on their home floor as we start the fourth and final quarter. That was a 12-7 Chargers advantage in the third. Masqua using the big body, gets his own miss, and he puts it back up and in. Good start. Masqua with 8 and 4 rebounds, and it's back to 11, 37-26. And another turnover. Harrington put himself in a tough spot, dropping baseline into a double team, and then shuffled the feet for a travel. Well, the turnovers have been a big issue in this second half for Riverside. Largest lead for the Chargers has been 12. They lead it by 11 with the ball back. 30 seconds into this fourth quarter. Riverside trying to ramp it up a little bit more defensively. Mason Hayes is checked in. Masqua, good look, good kick. Here's Smith, steps in, a little right-handed floater, good inside the free throw line. Caden Smith, a nice little touch there, and it's now a 13-point lead at 39-26. Cyclones need to get something going and hit some shots. There's a near air ball. Duncan gets the rebound, floater, missing, fighting. Smith had it in his hands, and another offensive rebound this time by Hayes. A foul inside, Harrington on the block, and first foul. A minute 5 into this fourth quarter. It's on the floor. They get Wishrup with his third. Largest lead of the game for Horton at 13, 39-26. Cyclones have been cold since the first quarter. Harrington tries and drills a three. Absolutely needed. Tyzel Harrington has 11. That's his first triple. And it's 39-29. It's back to 10 at 6:38 to go. Here's Masqua on top of the key. Right side on the wing it goes. Back up top between the rings out high with McAfee. Riverside going man-to-man here. McAfee calls out the play. Bouncing one on the elbow right with Smith. And an offensive foul as they were dissecting that play for Becker. So they get Masqua on the moving screen. And he's going to have to come out. At least we'll see. That is four fouls on Dante Masqua, but he'll have to at least wait till the next dead ball as Newman hits the table a little bit late, so he's got to be careful here, at least on this possession. And the Cyclones get another bucket. They're down 10, just over 6 minutes to go. They go inside to Duncan. He's quickly triple-teamed, and he still muscles it up and in. Duncan now with 9, and the lead is 8, 39 to 31, a 5-0 spurt here by the Cyclones. Early fourth quarter, much needed, keeping themselves around here. Going side to Smith on the block, kicks it back to Masqua, big to big passing. Now Smith again, right block, turning, fading, firing, short, no, and a rebound for Riverside. Another bucket might force head coach David Losey to call a timeout here. As a three is well off the target there. Hit the side of the backboard. Bad shot selection. And a Riverside miss there. Becker the rebound for the Chargers. 5:20. Clock moving fourth quarter. 8-point Chargers lead at 39-31. And a foul on the perimeter against Riverside here. And that foul was on Mason Hayes. Playing his first minutes here in the second half. That's his first. And team foul number one. So the Chargers dump it into Smith. Gets it right back to McAfee. Slowing up the tempo. 5:10. Clock moving fourth quarter. Going side. Newman draws the foul. Got positioning on the block. And Newman will shoot two. 32. That's Beckham Griffin. He'll pick it up. That's his first, team second. This is Chandler Newman at the line. Has not scored tonight. Few rebounds. First freebie is short. That's just the fifth free throw attempt tonight for the Chargers in their first tier in the second half. Now 2 of 5 overall. That one is strong. No. So Newman goes 0 for 2. Rebound for Beckham Griffin. Two big misses. And the Cyclones capitalize here. Down 8. 5 minutes to go. There's Davis left side. Skips it to Harrington on the wing. Thought about a 3. Puts it on the deck. Short corner right. Left his feet. Gets it back to Hayes on the wing. And then Harrington gets it back and dribbles around the arc from right to left. Davis left side corner. Lost his footing. Nearly turned it over. Now this is Griffin throwing up a wild shot, missing, and a jump ball battling for the rebound. And it should be, I believe, Riverside ball, and it is. So the Cyclones keep it on the possession. It's not a good shot. Chargers, again, have played good defense tonight. 39-31, Horton. 4:35 to go in the game. Cyclones really could use a bucket here down 8. Trying to dump it in. Deflected pass and another turnover. That has been a big killer here in this second half. As turnover numbers are piling up for the Cyclones, but they're not out of it. They're down 8. 4:20 to go in the game. They're ramping it up on the man-to-man here defensively. Duncan tried to take this one away, and he threw it right back to the wrong team. Here's Wishrup, a floater. That is nice. Cooper Wishrup. What a catch. He's hit a couple of nice jumpers tonight, and the lead is back to 10. And then the Cyclones turn it over again, trying to push it a little too much there. And now the Chargers, with under 4 minutes to go, Becker drives, lays it in. Cyclones just kind of letting that one go, and Becker now at 9. And a quick 5-0 spurt. Here's a 3 on the other end. No, and it's an air ball, and the Chargers get the rebound. This is a tough stretch here for Riverside. Now they're in a little bit of trouble here, down 12. At 3.5 minutes to go. And Davis came away with a steal in the backcourt, but they're going to call the foul. That's the third on Davis. And the third team foul. Masqua is going to check back in with the 4 fouls. Good minute or 2 there by Newman. And the Chargers have the ball with 3.5 minutes to go in the game with a 43-31 lead. The first meeting this year between these two went into overtime. Right now, the Chargers really shine defensively. Here's Smith on the block right. Back to the bucket, kicks it back out. Chargers in no hurry with the 12-point lead. Here's Becker. Smith up top. They get it to Masqua. Ball fakes. Nearly traveled with it, but got it back to Wishrup. Wishrup steps in. Another tough floater. He banks it in. Oh, man. Cooper Wishrup. 10 in the second half. He's got 14 to lead the charge. And speaking of 14, that's the lead, largest of the game at 45-31. Griffin tries a quick 3, no. Duncan there for the offensive rebound. Griffin again, same exact scenario, but he's able to get his own rebound, and he drives in, but he's called for a travel on the hop step. Well, everything just going in the wrong direction for Riverside here in the second half after they trailed by just 4 at halftime. They're down by 14 in a timeout for Riverside. Believe it's a full. We'll see. It is a full, so we'll step aside as well. 2:42 to go. Chargers in control by 14. We're back in 30 seconds here on KMZA.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we've put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
For a free insurance quote, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Horton has outscored Riverside by 10 points in the second half. Their lead is 14. It's the largest of the game with under 3 minutes to go, 45-31. We do got a final from the other side of this bracket, or I should say the same side. Valley Falls put it to Oskaloosa, 66-38. So the winner of this game, which Horton again looks to be it, and they get a turnover out of the break, get up the floor, missing the layup in transition. And Masqua the rebound. So now the Chargers. Masqua on a cut. Nice ball fake. And it draws the foul. Got Griffin in the air. Second on Griffin, and Masqua will shoot 2. kind of cut you off there, but again, Valley Falls, a big win over Oskaloosa, so as long as the Chargers hold on, they will take on Valley Falls Friday night in a sub-state semifinal. Trying to build on this largest lead of the game with 2:28 to go. Masqua hits the heel and it falls through. Masqua, 9 points and 5 rebounds for the big 6'4 junior. He is now 1-for-2 at the line, averaging 9-9 on the year. 46-31. Second, he banks it in. Banks and Horton open late on a Tuesday night. And Masqua with 10 now. 47-31. And Griffin, a little wild shot in the paint. Knocked out of bounds. Cyclones will keep, but they're running out of time. They're down 16. 47-31. It's been a dominant Chargers second half. This was a 4-point game. Griffin fires, nearly grazed the front iron barely. And a rebound for Caden Smith, and the Chargers going to slow it up a little bit. And another foul is going to be called against Riverside. It'll be team foul number 5, so free throws coming up here. As they get Beckham Griffin with his third, and this puts Luke McAfee at the line to shoot 2. He's got 8 in the game. He's perfect 2-for-2 at the line. Make it 3-for-3. Just balanced scoring. 4 of 5 starters with at least 9, 2 of which in double figures, and that one misses. Griffin the rebound. It's 48-31 with just over 2 minutes to go. Here is Ryder Davis. Front rim no on a right wing 3, and a rebound for McAfee. Well, turnovers in the second half, and certainly the rebounding is been an advantage for the Chargers, and another foul is called, this one against Tyzel Harrington. That'll be his second, free throws again, this time for Gannon Becker. One of the 4 starters with at least 9. He has got 9. He's got 4 rebounds, and first time for him at the line, and this one is off no good. 48-31, the Chargers in control, under 2 minutes to go in this game. Barring an absolutely incredible comeback, it'll be Chargers and Dragons on Friday night. At Jefferson at County North High School. Becker gets the second. He's got 10. 49-31. A near 20-point lead now for the Chargers. They will get win number 16. Cyclones will fall and close their season with a 5-16 record. And that's another turnover and another foul. They will get Harrington with his third, will walk the other direction, and Caden Smith will shoot a pair. Caden Smith, a big 6'4 senior, 6 points, 4 rebounds tonight. Another thing you notice tonight, Chargers passing been very well offensively. They move it with good pace. As Smith buries the first free throw, he's got 7. A lead to 19 at 50-31. Trying to get it to 20. And he does. Smooth stroke for the big body junior, correction senior. 8 points in the game for Caden Smith. It's now a 20-point lead with 90 seconds to go. Jones trying to float her, but an offensive rebound is stuck back up and in by Beckham Griffin. 51-33 at 1:20 to go. Riverside showing some pressure here. Becker gets into the front court, slows it up. There's another foul. 4 fouls now on Beckham Griffin. And Becker is going to go to the line to shoot 2 more. 51-33, 69 seconds to go. Becker's first is good. Got the toilet bowl spin. And he's got 11. The 5 starters for Horton has scored all their points tonight. They have 0 bench points. Becker goes 2-for-2. He's got 12. And the lead back to 20 with just over a minute to go. Here's Duncan in the corner. Fires short on a 3. Another Wishrup rebound. He's got 10 boards in the game to go along with 14 points. Final minutes. Chargers slow it down, and I think the Cyclones are finally backing off. So the Charger fans are getting up to their feet. They will play Valley Falls on Friday night in a sub-state semifinal. Fans are standing, so it's hard for me to see what's going on currently, but I think, again, the Cyclones have kind of settled in and see down to 25 seconds. This is a four-point game at the half. And unless we get anything else, it's going to be a 20-point win for Horton with a dominant second half. They're five starters, nearly all five in double figures, but they have no bench points. Doesn't matter, as the final few seconds are going to run off the clock, and that's going to do it. So the Chargers advance to the semifinals. They will take on Valley Falls on Friday night. Chargers defeat Riverside here this evening by a final score of 53-33. Our postgame is next. It's brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the biz for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Chargers win it by 20, and we'll recap it and break it all down and close it out after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan Lemkuhl, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
The Rehabilitation Department at Sabetha Community Hospital offers a wide range of services, from pediatric therapy to inpatient and outpatient to home health therapy. Our therapists use a variety of therapeutic techniques in addition to state-of-the-art therapeutic equipment to develop an individualized plan of care tailored to your unique needs and abilities. At Sabetha Community Hospital, we take pride in our quality of care and our commitment to our patients.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, it was a dominant second half for the Horton Chargers as they advance in the 2A sub-state Jefferson County North bracket, defeating Riverside in the 2-7 matchup here on their home floor. Final 53-33. It was a 30-14 advantage for them in the second half. They led it by four at halftime. Cyclones were certainly right in it. But a nice stretch at the end of the third, and then the Chargers blow it open with an 18-7 fourth quarter. Again, and balanced scoring as they get no bench points, but Horton, again, very dominant with all five starters with at least 8 points, three of which in double figures. So the Cyclone season comes to an end. Riverside will go 5-16, and they will be jetting off to the Northeast Kansas League next season as things are going to shape up, at least, you know, locally. As we get the Mideast League coming into the Big 7, Riverside and Troy both going to be heading to the NEKL. So, again, things a little bit different next season for Riverside. But, again, 5-16 as they went 8-15 a year ago. But the Cyclones, again, losing in the first round here by a final score to Horton, 53-33. Our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. Well, again, all five starters with at least 8 points. No bench points for the Chargers. They got 8 from Caden Smith. They got 9 from Luke McAfee. They got 10 from Dante Masqua. They got 12 from Gannon Becker, and a double-double for Cooper Wishrup with 14 points. And 10 rebounds. The Chargers out-rebounded the Cyclones 26-17. Chargers had 14 total turnovers, and they were 10-16 at the line. Cyclones were led by Percy Duncan, 9 points and 6 rebounds. They got 8 and 6 from Beckham Griffin. Should say the leading scorer was Tyzel Harrington. He had 11. And then 3 points for Deshaun Jones, and then 2 points for Ryder Davis. Turnovers really killed the Cyclones in the second half. They finished the game with 20. 13 of those 20 turnovers were in the second half, and they were 5 out of 9 from the free throw line. So we at least know this half of the brackets. The Jefferson County North boys 2A sub-state bracket. Valley Falls won big tonight against Oskaloosa. So it will be Horton and Valley Falls in a semifinal date on Friday night at Jefferson County North High School. Again, we'll have that JCN sub-state remainder of the week with the girls' semis, boys' semis, and the championship games Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That'll be scattered across CARE 93.7 FM. It is time for our Player of the Game, brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Again, you could make a case for all five of the starters for Horton, but we're going to go with Cooper Wishrup again. He had a solid double-double. He hit tough shot after tough shot. 10 of his 14 points were in the second half. Didn't have as many rebounds in the second half. He got a majority of his rebounds in the first half, majority of his points in the second half. But Cooper Wishrup, 14 points, 10 rebounds, solid night for the 6'3 senior. He came in averaging basically 8 points, 5 rebounds per game. He goes for 14 and 10 here in this ball game. So that's going to do it for us here. Appreciate everyone who helps out each and every broadcast. Chance Link, our studio producer, appreciate it very much. Again, Horton and Valley Falls in a semifinal in the sub-state JCN bracket coming up on Friday night. That'll be on CARE 93.7. It'll either be at 6 o'clock or 7:30. One final time, the final score. It's Horton 53, Riverside 33. Cyclones in their season at 5-16. Horton moves on, and they improve to 16-5. For Chance in studio, I'm Brandon. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you.